service, first of all, wash the cups and plates, dress the children, and made sure stockings all had baits, combed their hair and made their beds, sent them out to play, gathered up their motley toys, put some books away, dusted chairs and mopped the stairs, ironed an hour or two, baked a jar of cookies and a pie, then made a pot of stew. The telephone rang constantly, the doorbell did the same, a youngster fell and stubbed his toe, and then the laundry came. She picked up blocks and mended socks, then she polished up the stove. And when her husband came at 6, he said, "I envy you. It must be nice to sit at home without a thing to do." Now, ladies, I want you to understand, I don't believe there's a man in this room that can do anything to that. Certainly not our God. Not moms, we would not be here today. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your generosity and always wanting the very best for us. I was reminded this week of a song that was very popular in the 60s. It was entitled, "It's a Man's World." Within the lyrics, there are statements such as this: "Man made the car, man made the train, man made the electric light, man made the boat." However, the best lyric and possibly the truest of the words in that song came next: "But it would be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl." Now, how many of you believe that to be true? Listen to what God had to say. Genesis 2, chapter 18, he says this: "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper who is comparable to him." God understood that we needed you, and I'm certainly thankful that he provided you for us. Hence, Eve was created. Eve, the first mother, was also known to be the mother of all living. And moms, you are important. And you need to hear that more than just the second Sunday of May. You are important in the classroom. A teacher just had given her second grade class a lesson on magnets. Now came the question to see if the children truly understood what she was talking about. She asked the class, "If my name starts with an M and I pick up things, who am I or what am I?" And one little boy in the back lifted his hand and said, "You're my mom." Mothers are important. They're important in the church as well. A little boy was in a play and forgot his lines for the skit that the children were preventing worship service. His mother was right there in the front row, and she was silently messaged to him. But he didn't get it. He just drew a blank. And finally, his mom leaned forward and whispered the words only he could hear, and it was, "I am the light of the world." Well, the boy's face lit up, and with great confidence and a loud and clear voice, he shouted, "My mother is the light of the world." You know, all moms are the light of the world, and especially our world. I remember as a child, we moved around a great deal. From the time that I started school until I started high school, we moved at least 6 different times. It wasn't because my father was in the military or anything like that. It was just, well, I'm not going to get into that, but we moved different times, at least six different times. And each time there was new schools, there was new friends, there was new neighbors, there was a new phone number, there was new teachers, but there was always one constant at home, and that was mom. And I appreciate that. God has blessed me with some great women in my life. It started with my mom, then Stacy came into my life. And every church that we've been privileged to serve, there have been women there, like mamas, who have ministered, including me. And I certainly appreciate that. And each one continues to be a blessing to me, whether they're still here on this earth or they're in heaven. And I look forward to seeing them again. I would imagine many of you could say the same thing about those in your life, too. Each one is like the woman that we're going to look at in Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15, beginning at verse 21. And if you're able to, would you please stand with me for the reading of God's word this morning? Again, Matthew 15, 21 through 28. Matthew tells us, "Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, 'Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed.' But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, 'Send her away, for she cries out after us.' But he answered and said, 'I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.' Then she came and worshipped him, saying, 'Lord, help me.' help me. But he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she said, yes, Lord. Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Father God, we love you and we thank you so much for loving us. We thank you, Lord, for this example that you've given to us of motherhood and what it means, the faith of a mother. And I pray, God, that you would grant us understanding. Help us, Lord, to apply these truths to our life that we might better serve you. For it's in Christ's name we ask. Amen. Please be seated. I find it quite amazing that Jesus, who knew a little something about faith, recognized and stated that this woman's faith was great. Can you imagine Jesus coming to you and tapping you on the shoulder and saying, sir, ma'am, son, daughter, you have great faith. But he says to her that she has great faith. And this morning I want to share three things with you about this faith that is so great that Jesus recognized even before his disciples. Now, I don't know once that he ever told that to Peter or John or James or anybody else, but he tells this woman who shows up on this day, not even expected, well, expected by Jesus, but not expected by anybody else, and not wanted by anybody else, but Jesus declares that her faith is great. These three things we also see in women of our time and on our day. And the first thing is this. We're going to get right to it. Just three things. First of all, I want you to note that she overcame obstacles. We all have problems. We all have obstacles. We all have difficult people and difficult situations that we deal with. And this woman was not exempt from any of those things. She was a woman, first of all. Now, I know that's not a knock today, but back in that day, it was. That day, it wasn't like they were just a second-class citizen. They were worse than that. They were like property. So that was the first knock against her. She was a Gentile, not one of God's chosen people. And she was a Canaanite, people who were hostile towards the Jews. She had all these things going against her, but yet she came to overcome all those obstacles. And we all have obstacles in our lives, but when the proverbial rubber meets the road, and it's the nip case with the mom who has a daughter who is in great need, you know, we can either overcome those obstacles or we can allow ourselves to be overcome by those obstacles. And the choice is ours. Where are we going to go? What are we going to do? Who are we going to follow? Who are we going to believe? Who are we going to trust? Where are we going to put our faith? And this mom was not going to back down. Her daughter's life depended on her. And what about our obstacles? The obstacles that we face today. Maybe one of them is time. Or are we too busy with earthly things that we forget about the spiritual things? Do we put God on a back burner? Now, I'll be honest with you. I talked to Daniel this morning. I said, you know, I'm a little bit disappointed. I'll share that with you. I'll be honest with you. I mean, last week we had an overflowing crowd. It was great. Where are they at this morning? Are we ashamed or afraid of a little bit of rain? You know, this morning we come down to touch the congregation. I'm thankful for y'all. Don't get me wrong. You know, I know I'm like preaching to the choir this morning. But I'm sharing this word so you can share and encourage with others as you go out and about in this world later on this week. But she overcame the obstacle. Obstacle time. You know, here this mom, time to meet Jesus. Nothing was more important to her than coming face to face with Jesus Christ. Is there anything more important to you than coming to worship on a Sunday morning? Is there anything more important to you than coming to Bible study on Wednesday night? Is there anything more important to you than spending quiet time alone with just you and Jesus throughout the day? And if there is, maybe you need to take a deeper look at ourselves to see if Jesus, or if we just set him aside for when we might need him. What about pride? Probably the most difficult barrier is admitting that we need help. None of us like to do that. We all think that we can do it ourselves. You know, pull myself up by my bootstraps sort of thing. Here this mom is, she swallows that pride. She knows she can find help in Jesus, and she comes running to him. Or maybe science. And this is what I mean by science. For this mom, it didn't have to make sense to her. She knew who Jesus was. She trusted who Jesus is. And she had faith in Jesus to be able to heal that daughter of hers. The truth of the matter is sometimes God allows things that come into our lives that will draw us closer to himself. And this mom was no different. God used that demon-possessed child to draw mama to Jesus to where she could find help for the daughter and salvation for herself. Not only did this mom overcome obstacles, she had a positive perseverance. This mom refused to be put off. She refused to be intimidated. She came for a purpose and had a goal to fulfill. She was not about to leave without what she needed. That need began in her life. I mean, just look what she had to endure. Look at verse 23 again. Jesus is silent. She came to him and Jesus didn't say anything at first. Now, she didn't take that to mean that Jesus didn't care. She understood the words that James would write later on that says the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And effective and fervent can be translated consistent and persistent. And that's what this woman was. That's what this mama was. She overcame Jesus' silence. She also overcame the disciples' rebuke. Look again at verse 23. They wanted to send her away. We don't want to be bothered with her. She's not one of us. She understood Jesus' words better than they did, apparently. A few chapters earlier in Matthew chapter 10, Jesus said when he sent them out two by two, do you remember what his command was to them? He says, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Don't look at this as a burden. This is what I've called you to do. And not for the 12 back then, but for us today. This is what God has called us to do, to be the church. Not just come into a building that we think is the church, but be the church in the world in which we live. The place we work, where we go to school, wherever we might be. And then Jesus finally responds. And she had to overcome that too. She had to persevere through this. Even when he said, look, I did not come for you. She didn't leave. Today people would have got up on a huff. Today people would have got offended by it. Today they would have turned their back on Jesus and left before the miracle took place. We give up too soon a lot of times. We get tired and we want to quit when God is telling us to persevere. In verse 25, she knuckles down again and says, Lord, help me. She recognized she needed it. Do we recognize the help that we need from Jesus today? This mom was not about to give up. She persisted. She persevered. Washington Irving wrote this, said, the love of a mother is never exhausted. It never changes. It never tires. It endures through all. In good report and bad repute, in the face of the world's condemnation, a mother's love still lives on. If you know that to be true, just say amen. Perseverance is a great quality in a godly mother. Not giving up on us. Not quitting on us. Always loving us. I cannot imagine where any of us would be without moms who did not persevere. This mom overcame obstacles. She persevered positively. And then thirdly, she reasoned rationally. When Jesus told her it was not right to take bread from the children of Israel and throw it to the dogs of the Gentiles. Now again, she could have easily been offended by that. How dare you call me a dog? Who do you think you are? She already knew who Jesus was. And she already knew who she was. And what she was. And what she needed. She didn't argue. She didn't burst into tears. She did not walk away. She hung in there. And I believe that there are some of us here this morning that God is challenging us. Hang in there. Don't quit. Don't give up. I'm here to see you through. Instead, she gave her own response, which must have excited Jesus and pleased him to no end for him to say that you have great faith. She said this. This is a Davidism. Okay, this is my interpretation. She said, you're right, I have no claim, but can you spare just a little extra? This mom understood. Jesus proclaimed persevere? Have you reasoned God's intent for your life? Again, moms, you are important. If not for this mom, the daughter would have suffered more torments from that demon. And our moms here, you are vital. Your dedication, your faithfulness, your sacrifice, your unconditional love help the rest of us to be a little bit better. Have you ever watched those nature shows where they do the specials on birds like eagles or penguins and stuff like that? I mean, during the high heat of the afternoon, the mama bird is right there on the nest protecting their young. During the dark, cold hours of night, she's right there on that nest protecting the young. And when the enemy comes crouching in or trying to get near, she is down there to protect them with everything that she has. So thank you, moms, for doing even more than that for us. Just as the mom in our text knew,